A garbage disposal company can proceed with expanding and growing its business on Stadacona Street West after receiving permission from City Council to consolidate several lots into one. During its October 11 regular meeting, Council voted unanimously to approve a subdivision application from Laras Equipment South Limited at 1815 Stadacona Street, West to consolidate several parcels, 12 lots, portions of two streets and part of a laneway adjacent to the company's property. This approval is contingent upon the company, previously known as 102,069,948 Saskatchewan Limited, entering into a purchase and sales agreement with the City of Moose Jaw. The Moose Jaw Express originally reported that 102,069,948 Saskatchewan Limited was CTK Plastics Limited, based on internet research via companylisting.ca and a visit to the location where the business logo was still on the door. However, that information now appears incorrect based on City Hall clarifying who the company is. We thank Laras for their commitment to the community. This allows them to expand services at that location, said City Manager Jim Puffelt. So it's a good news story all around. Puffelt later told the media that city administration wasn't concerned about Laras combining several properties into one larger one. He noted that the consolidation enables the company to expand its services and manufacturing capabilities in the community. We're all about community growth and finding ways to help people out, he added. So this was land that generally was sitting vacant around their main property and was a good opportunity for them to expand. Council approved a motion in June to have city administration create a street and lane closure bylaw for the affected lots and parcels, a council report explained. It also directed City Hall to proceed with a subdivision and direct sale of 1.08 hectares, 2.7 acres, to Laras for a purchase price of $30,000 per acre. Council later approved that street and lane closure bylaw change in July. City administration then worked to sign the purchase and sales agreement with Laras. The affected properties are zoned M2 Heavy Industrial District, while the consolidation will enable Laras to expand its existing industrial operations, a council report said. There are already services on the property, so those will not need to be altered to accommodate this proposal. The report added that the City Hall also contacted the relevant utility companies about the lot consolidation but did not receive any concerns from those businesses. The next regular council meeting is Monday, October 24.